This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Is a silent retirement crisis looming on the horizon? There's a bit of a math problem for government-sponsored pension systems globally, including our very own Social Security program. And we have Scott McLean here to talk about it. This is Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. I'm Alex Dingman, and remember, the number, as always, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. Scott, let's dive right into it. As Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, recently sent out his annual chairman's letter to investors, and here's part of that letter. He says, the crisis doesn't make headlines or attract attention because it's not immediate, not this year's problem or even next year's problem, but it is a crisis. And the longer we delay the conversation about it, the larger the crisis grows. Goes on to say that the combination of longer lifespans for current retirees and falling fertility rates among younger generation is leading to financial shortfalls in funding public pension systems. Scott, I know this is no real shocker to you, not really necessarily new news, but what is your reaction to this?
You know, working with older people, it's not a big deal because they've got their quote-unquote plan in place. But could it be? As you said, it's a silent crisis, but what crisis is it for those in retirement or nearing retirement? Well, let's take a focus on Social Security. Let's take a focus on what will your Social Security be? Should you delay or not delay? These are the questions I get over and over and over again. It is a crisis, and nothing worse than a crisis would be like not paying attention to what's right in front of you. Almost like the light is green, but it really is red, but you're not thinking and you run a red light and whack, you're in trouble. Social Security, insolvency, could it be? Right now, I remember doing seminars for the past how many years? And every year the number gets lower. Are we going to have a crisis in Social Security? In other words, will it start to diminish? So for those in retirement, what if Social Security, you're getting $1,000 a month, and now all of a sudden it changes by the year 2031, 32, and it goes from $1,000 a month, maybe you're getting three, and all of a sudden the $1,000 a month drops to $750. How will that affect you? These are crises. Are we saving? Are we paying attention to your continually saving money? Are we continually looking at a budget? And I think, well, I know that if you're not paying attention to the small things, The big problems get just bigger, Alex. So this is a crisis. Now, I don't want people to start drinking this early in the morning and start, grabbing the scotch. Let's not do that. Just grab a cup of coffee and relax because, you know what? There's some things that people can do, Alex.
Yeah.
But by putting their head in the sand, as I say, their vitals are exposed to the problems that are facing them.
Yeah. By no means are we trying to scare people. It's more of just making you aware and also just, again, speaking to the point of why you should have a financial advisor, somebody like Scott McLean, who's been through this and can also see ahead a little bit. Now, you work with a lot of people, Scott, who have savings in a 401k or IRA, but Social Security is sure to be a part of their retirement income strategy. Also, what do you do to help them get the most out of Social Security, Scott?
Well, like you mentioned, Social Security, your pension plan, your 401k, like a three-legged stool, you don't want one of those legs to fall out like Social Security could fall out or diminish. Or maybe you have a pension right now. What if your pension says we're going to lower the payment? This could be on the horizon. So number one, are you saving enough money? Are you doing it yourself? Are you really paying attention? Does the advisor that you're working with saying, you know what, you really need to save more money? I had an appointment just today, this morning, and before our meeting today, Alex, as we're sitting together. And this woman comes in. She makes a tremendous amount of income. Her husband just passed away, and she's got health insurance. The question is, as young as she is, well, the question is, how's your cash position? Finding out she only has $100,000 in liquid cash. Well, as far as I'm concerned, let's get some more, because you're making $500,000 a year. You're not spending any of it. Are you spending too much money? People are going out to eat. People are having fun. Even though we may be, quote, in a recession this period of time, maybe things are getting worse. But I've noticed a lot of people out to eat. They're not paying attention. As you said, Alex, in the beginning of the show, a silent crisis. They're not paying attention. How are your spending habits? Number two, are we saving enough money? Number three, how much cash, liquid cash, do we have? If you don't have a lot of liquid cash and then there's a disaster coming around the way, how do you grab money? So this is really important, because if Social Security gets a cut, if you're not focusing on really funding your 401k, 403b, your retirement plans, are you really putting money away? This is where you need an advisor. You sit down with the advisor and say, what do I need to retire? Because the biggest question I'm getting now is, do I have enough to retire on? And will it be enough? Scott, help me, guide me through this challenge, what's happening in retirement world, because a lot of people are not there.
The number 609-488-4646. If you have questions, 609-488-4646. Now, Scott, aside from more pressures on Social Security, retirees also need to be aware of tax increases on the horizon. Yeah, probably not going to go down. How can we learn about existing opportunities to save on taxes before the rates go up?
Wow. That's a loaded question for those who have a sip of your coffee right now and get a little more Java in your body. Because are you saving enough money? The tax returns during tax season is a great tool. Not only during tax season, if you put more money away, how can we reduce taxes? Number two, now we're in retirement. How does when you pull money out of your investments, how is that being taxed? Alex, we just got through talking about a little bit about Social Security, but I'm not sure, though, if you're out there, Social Security used to be non-taxable. Well, depending on income, now it's based on income level. So it could be as high as 85% of your Social Security that was non-taxable. Let's say it's $10,000 a year you're making, to keep it simple math. But now you have to pay $8,500 to Uncle Sam. He's going to tax you on 85%. So understanding how taxes work along with Social Security, along with pulling out your money in retirement, those of you about to retire or in retirement, how do you massage, or how do you really pay attention to taxes on the Social Security, on your income? And maybe you should take it out of maybe Roth accounts, which should be tax-free. Maybe you take it out of a little bit out of Roth. Maybe you take a little bit of non-qualified money, means like your bank account, savings account, checking account, maybe your regular investment accounts, not IRAs. And then you take it out of IRAs. This is a great strategy on reducing taxes. Very important.
And Scott, we talked about Social Security. You mentioned 401k, IRAs, but you know, getting all these things to play nice with each other is just so important. And so just speak a little bit about that, about how you can really help. Okay, let's lay it all out here. What do we all have? And how can these things work together, be cohesive, and make sense so that you can have those retirement savings last as long as you need it to last?
That's a real neat art. Most people are leading with the bully in the room called Social Security. They say, I'll live on Social Security. Well, good luck on that one, unless you move back in with the kids. So Social Security has been there. All of us have been paying it in for lives, unless you're part of the railroad type program. So that was one bully in the room. The second guy in the room is, of course, your IRAs or 401ks and how you pull money out. So how do you work them all together? That is the beautiful art of your finances. And when I say beautiful art, how much do we pull, as we just spoke a little bit before, how much do we pull from each one? Can I pull from my accounts and reduce my Social Security at retirement age? This starts with a cuss word. The cuss word starts with the letter B. And this cuss word is a cuss word for all of us called budget. You see, when you're living on a fat income, a juicy income, and then all of a sudden you put the skid, the tires on, and now you're on retirement, you're on a fixed income. Okay, now how does that look? Now tier it up with taxes so you see what your marginal tax bracket is. And this is what advisors do. If they're great advisors, they look at all those areas because we want to, again, as you said, Alex, how do we make these all these toys in the toy room and toy chest play with each other, have fun with each other? Because I can tell you, taking too much money out of one area could really be detrimental, and you could probably burn cash down very rapidly by taking the money out of accounts on a monthly basis called reverse dollar cost averaging. Could be really, really, it could cannibalize your assets. So the art of moving money around, of pulling money out, this is almost like, don't do it. Don't do this at home. Don't do this by yourself. Get some help. Unless you really understand the math behind it. This is critical, Alex. That's a great question. Yep. And it's a hard question to answer.
Sure.
Unless you look at the tax returns, marginal tax bracket, and the current tax bracket coming down the line because the economy is changing and they want to raise taxes to pay this deficit.
609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. A lot of complicated jargon rules when it comes to a lot of these retirement plans, investment accounts. And so it got us thinking, there's other weird rules out there. Let's talk about some of the oddest laws on the books in the U.S. And these aren't necessarily financial related, but I thought this was fun, Scott. So in Missouri and New Jersey, get this, you cannot sell a car on Sunday. Not allowed. Cannot sell a car on Sunday in Missouri or New Jersey. How about this, Scott? In Louisiana, no reptiles are allowed within 200 yards of a Mardi Gras parade. And I think that makes sense. You don't want any confusion. Who's in the parade, who's not? You know, I think
so much for the Florida Gators.
Yeah, exactly. Now, North Carolina makes it unlawful to steal waste kitchen grease. So don't be going over there and stealing that kitchen grease thinking you're going to use it for your own purposes. South Dakota bans the use of fireworks to scare birds away from sunflower crops. So if you're in South Dakota and you want to use fireworks to scare away birds, better think about a different plan. And here's one more, Scott. Tennessee outlaws importing or possessing a skunk. Do not bring in a skunk from another state. Do not possess a skunk in Tennessee. They will get you. Thought that was interesting. And then,
I wasn't even thinking about getting a skunk myself.
Well, there you go. And here,
I mean, I might smell like one every now and then after I get through the farm work.
I mean, it's possible. You're a hard worker. And one other thought here, this not on the funny side, but I do think this was an important note too, because there are lessons here we won't dive into, but just real quickly, this week in history, also back in 2016, Scott, the artist singer
Prince
died at age 57. And Scott, you'll remember this, but he left,
yep.
Had no valid will, and he left behind a valuable and complicated estate without having that will. And I know that we had some material written about that back then just to express that. But yeah, just a cautionary tale for folks. But RIP, great artist, and Prince.
And there's so many people like that as we wrap up this segment.
Yes.
That's critical. If you haven't taken care of your legal matters, if the financial advisor did not pay attention to the will, power of attorney, living will, do you need a trust? This is a trap, a silent trap, like the beginning of our show where we talk about people are not paying attention to the details. This could lead your money to a financial tax trap.
Very good, Scott. And if you want to avoid that trap, if you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Coming up, we're going to talk about navigating the complex legal and tax landscape in retirement. Also later on, traveling back to 1965. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
I call it the chicken and the egg. The chicken is the investment. The egg is the dividend. And so when the chicken pops out the eggs, if you don't need the money, let's reinvest the eggs and buy more chickens.
Man, that's just an excellent analogy, Scott.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Today, we are talking about why it's important to work with an investment advisor who can help you navigate the complex legal and tax landscape. Oh, yeah, it's a lot out there. Remember, if you have any questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. And Scott, please talk to me a little bit about why it's important to discuss retirement's complex legal and tax issues with an advisor.
I want to drive to Florida.
Okay.
The worst place to drive from New Jersey, Alex, is when you get to that DC belt. I think many of you can really relate to the DC belt. So frankly, when we're hauling our horses, I actually put the map on. I wake my wife up since I'm driving the six horse.
Sure.
I just don't want to. I want to go on the outer belt. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, because you get stuck in the middle of the DC traffic. It is a flipping nightmare. Mm. And of course, especially when you're pulling animals. Why do I tell you that? Well, in the preparation, I actually have my GPS set up, and then of course we have water in the stalls. We have hay in the stall. It's a lot of work when you're moving animals from point A to point B. It's a lot of work when you're planning a trip. And when you plan a trip, do you have, in my mind, do I have enough tools to maybe, what if the tires go flat? Who do I call? What if something happens? And it happened to us just last year when it was a terrible accident my daughter and my wife got into.
Right.
But notwithstanding, when you're in preparation for a long trip, by the way, you don't stop. For those of you who are unaware of animals, when you're driving horses, you don't stop. It's about a 16 to 18 hour drive where we're going, and you just keep going. So obviously you take a couple potty breaks, maybe get a little something to eat, but it's a nonstop trip. And the horses, of course, need to get their self set up when they get there. What am I talking about? Planning for a long trip requires strategic planning. Mm. You might not think about checking the air and the pressure and oil, maybe checking the all the lube and the cars up to date, the bearings. Every little item could cause a tremendous nightmare. When it comes to retirement, Alex, I'm not sure if you're aware, but when you're taking money out of your retirement income, that's the tax return. When you're planning to pull money out, it's all of the investments, whether they're IRAs or 401ks or 403bs, whether they're your non-qualified money, meaning non-qualified money that is taxed differently, long-term capital gains, short-term capital gains. When you invest in the world of investments, you're investing in either ETFs or mutual funds or stocks, depending which, of course, is the lowest price, lowest fee. And then, of course, you're looking at how do I now put all of this together and to design a plan where in the first phase of retirement, I call it the go-go years. You're going to screw up in the go-go years, Alex, but that's part of the financial planning process.
Sure.
which could lead your money to a mousetrap, which is what I put in my book. The financial planning process can lead your money to a mousetrap. What I mean? Not paying attention to taxes, not paying attention to the legal ramifications, and then not paying attention to when you're pulling money out. How is it structured? You know, if you're going through that right now, I think about this all the time, Alex. I would love to speak to you off the air. I've been doing this now, I think it's the 43rd year of my industry, my business. I've been involved. I am still good looking. I may be a lot older, but I can tell you, you know, when it comes to retirement or planning your retirement, 609-488-4646 could be the best number you could ever had. Why? Well, 609-488-4646. That phone number could ask me questions off the air. No cost. We don't charge. We've been this nonprofit radio station for so many years at WBNJ. And the reason we're here is because all we do is offer educational information for you. So when you're in retirement and planning your retirement, you, of course, have a resource center to go to. How do I do this? And what I find in my world of financial planning as a mousetrap, I talk about as the financial planning leads your money to a mousetrap, how do we put all of this together? There's nothing worse than making a cake and leaving the wrong ingredient out or too much salt. It ruins everything. And so when you think about a financial advisor, did the financial advisor look at the tax ramifications, the legal ramifications, and the investment ramifications? Because this could be a real trap that you don't even know you're in. So I'd love to be able to speak to anybody. If you have questions right now, I have answers, 609-488-4646. But notwithstanding, I think, Alex, when we talk about the go-go years, you're going to be blowing a lot of money. I mean, you go down to when you're taking a trip to Florida, you're going to spend money in gas. If you're really frugal like me, you try to find the best gas price. You want to make sure, is it big enough to turn around this big trailer if you're doing that? Or for those of you in a speed race car, you want to make sure, I don't know how these people are going to be doing this, these electric cars. You got to stop every so many miles, but me, I want to keep going. But looking at retirement, Alex, if you're not paying attention, the financial advisor is not looking at the whole picture. It would be like going to a doctor. Alex, let me give you an example of you out there.
Yeah.
Alex comes to me. I am Dr. McLean. And Alex says, well, Scott, you know, I've been having these headaches for the past 5 years coming to you. Do you think, and Alex says, Scott, do you think I should get an MRI? And if I said to Alex, yeah, that's a good idea. Scott, Alex then says to me, Scott, do you think I should get a EKG and maybe a blood test and urine test? And what do you think? And I say, you know, Alex, that's a great idea. If you didn't fire me immediately, then you're just double dumb. What I mean? If the advisor is not asking deep questions like, do you have a special needs son or daughter? Oh, they're Down syndrome and they live with you? And how do you plan on taking care of them? That's not a financial discussion, but it really is. How is the child going to be taken care of? These questions are really deep. And they will be part of your retirement. I know you're probably thinking, if you're listening to me right now, well, what's that got to do with retirement? Everything. Again, when you're taking that trip from New Jersey to Florida, and you want to avoid the DC roundabout, well, you need to really be on your game. So in the early years, it's a go-go years. You might be spending a little bit more money, but having somebody hold you accountable. Then you got the slow-go years. You don't want to do as much. You did it. You done it. Maybe you don't want to do it again. And so maybe your spending is a little bit less. And then the no-go years. No, I don't want to do it. Go have fun, kids. Here's a couple bucks. Enjoy life. How is your money spent down? What is the game plan? And this is not a set it and forget it deal. This is almost like going to the masseuse every year because you need a tune-up or maybe the chiropractor to making sure your money is in a good place.
Absolutely. 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. And with just the couple minutes we have left here in this segment, Scott, you know, it's not just about picking the right investments. You have to consider a lot of factors, tax consequences, your estate plan. There's just a lot there to it. And to your point, like a successful road trip, a lot of details, and better to talk to somebody who's been on that trip before than going into it blind for the first time.
You know, and one thing we didn't even bring up, which was healthcare.
Yep.
That's another left hook right around the corner, let alone your spouse getting sick or disabled. How are we spending money down? Do we open up a trust? How do we hide our money, or I should say reposition our money, so the estate doesn't get squandered away? And then, of course, the nursing care facility gets it out. Now we can use the Medicare, Medicaid planning and hide assets to protect it for who? The two children, the wife, the husband. How do we do that? And so when people give us a call at our office, I'd love to take your call at 609-488-4646. By the way, that's our website, justadd.com. I'll help you or guide you, try to give you some kind of ideas. And I can tell you the time we spend together will be very valuable for you, not for Scott, for you. I've done this for so long, and I love what I do. I love guiding people. I love more when you hear the information and then you take action. There's nothing worse than these educated dummies who has all this knowledge but never apply it. 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you off the air.
And Scott, really important question, the most important question you get all day. What does a bee use to brush its hair?
A bee?
Yeah.
Bumblebee.
Like a bumblebee. What does it use to brush its little hair?
I don't know.
A honeycomb.
Yeah. Dude, are you drinking?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
No. It's pure gold.
I love it.
609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. JustAdd.com. And real quickly here, about a minute left, but they might get the pleasure of hearing Bonnie on the other end. I know Bonnie is huge to what you do over there, and she's somebody, if you don't get a hold of Scott when you call, Bonnie will point you in the right direction, right?
She will do it. She takes care of my books. She is amazing. And I can tell you, if ever people come into our office, you know, and you want to get more information, I'd love to get your hands on my book, The Three Blind Mice, How the Financial Planning Process Leads Your Money. It's totally, totally complimentary. You come visit with me. That's my gift to you. If you like to read, just don't take it because it's not made for firewood, but it's made to fire you up to get your finances in order.
609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-4646. JustAdd.com for the website. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about how to navigate through the complex legal and tax landscape in retirement. Don't go anywhere.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Today, we are talking about why it is so important to work with an investment advisor who can help you navigate the complex legal and tax landscape. Remember, if you have any questions, the number is 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. I'm Alex Dingman here with the more important member of the show, Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group. And Scott, I know we were talking here just about really equating getting ready for retirement a lot like a big road trip. And I thought you had a great analogy. If you just recap again, the road trips that you take here with your horses down to Florida, and what does that have to do with planning for retirement, Scott?
You know, as you plan a road trip, whether you're taking animals or not, it requires a lot of work. And I was like talking about before, when you're taking these horses and you're pulling behind the truck, you want to make sure everything's all set up. Animals, the hay, the feed, the water. It's a nonstop trip. It's 18 hours. It's a long trip. It's an arduous trip. And all of a sudden you get a flat tire. Do I have tools? And thinking of every possible indication that could slow your trip down or cause your trip to turn into a catastrophe. Same thing as retirement. And so when I think about all the tax and legal issues where I think a lot of people are just absolutely not paying attention to it, all of a sudden you're doing well and you or your lovely spouse are having a wonderful time. You take a trip, you come back, you're out in the golf field, golf course, and you swing the ball, you hit the ball, whatever it is. And as you can tell, I'm not a golfer. But and all of a sudden you wake up the next day and you're sore. And find out that maybe your blood count's changing, your white counts are changing. Do I have my wife? Can she call because I go to the doctor? Who's the power of attorney for healthcare matters? Just because you're married, she's not or he is not the one in charge. Or maybe your partner. They're not in charge unless you have a document called Power of Attorney for Healthcare Matters. Now, why is this important to the finances? You know, as a fiduciary in our firm, I want to make sure my people that I work with, my clients are buttoned up. I need just ironclad buttoned up. I want to see the will, Power of Attorney, Living Will, Healthcare Directive. Maybe you need a trust. Maybe you need a special needs trust. Maybe you've got some knucklehead kids that if you gave them a dollar, they're going to spend $4. Maybe you need a trust that'll delineate or pay out the money on a monthly basis. This is so, so important. By forgetting the taxes is like not filling up the tank all the way to the top. And you have to make unforeseen stops. You can't make unforeseen stuff. Or maybe making sure the tires are inflated on this long trip, but you're not paying attention to the tires and now you're getting worse gas mileage and you could have a blowout, which could cause your trip from 17 hours to 24 hours. Or maybe you're not paying attention to the legal matters. What happens? God calls you home. Who gets your money? And maybe you have a ex-spouse as a beneficiary you forgot to change when you got remarried. Again, another legal battle just set up down the road. Or maybe you're just sitting there and you think about all the legal aspects and tax aspects and you pass money on to the children or to the grandchildren. How is that taxable? Can I avoid taxes? Alex, I don't know about you, but if you're not paying attention, as a fiduciary for the financial areas, I believe in my mind as the three blind mice, they need to talk to each other. The three blind mice would be your accountant, your financial advisor, and of course your legal. Whether they get together or not, the advisor, I believe, should be the quarterback. He should look at the whole play and then guide as you're going on this journey called retirement. What if this happens? How is it taken care of? What if your lights start to go dim and now you got to go to a nursing home? How does that take place? What are the taxes involved if you have to pull extra money out? Should I put money into a trust? If you're thinking about those questions, well, give yourself a hand. Give yourself a clap. Because if you're thinking about it now, take action. There's nothing worse than brilliant people taking no action. I call them double dumb. Don't be double dumb. Take action. When people give us a call at our studios and ask questions at 609-488-4646, when they ask these questions, Alex, and they give us a call or they go to our website at 609-488-4646.com, we've got some neat things that we're adding to our site to help you think through this. I call it the love affair of finances. Your will, or your legal documents, your your financial documents, and then your tax documents. They must be looked together almost like, as I say in my book, like when I talk in my book, I talk of the composer. Well, the composer is one. Now we've got the conductor who's going to take the composer's music, go to the wonderful orchestra, and now let's play this beautiful music. Or could it be a disastrous music and it doesn't play out? I can tell you, as a musician, one wrong note can be picked up by everybody. One wrong note in your financial plan could be picked up by the crows and the clowns that show up at the funeral.
Yeah.
Do you have them in your life? I guarantee they're there somewhere. 609-488-4646. Write that number down for yourself. If you have questions, I have answers. And if I don't have answers, not act like a smarty pants, I guarantee you I can call so many people at the push of a button. I can call brilliant people that can answer some questions or get answers for you, because there's nothing worse than going into retirement or going into a long trip and not prepared. This is a nightmare.
Well, and truly smart people surround themselves with even smarter people like you just talked about. And so Scott can be that for you, for your finances. 609-488-4646. Now, Scott's one thing that's very important, and I know you do this, but making sure that you have an advisor who's keeping up with the latest legal and tax changes that could affect your investments, because it's not a set it and forget it. It's not a, well, this was right 10, 20 years ago, I'm sure everything is fine. No, you got to have somebody like Scott McLean there looking at these things and making sure that the right choices are being made at the right times.
You could have said that any better. I think the IRS, this is not a laughing matter, even though the IRS, sometimes people get scared. I think the key is an IRS starts knocking on your door for unpaid taxes or penalty, or now we're in probate. Now we have to pay a whole bunch more money when it could, you could have maybe had set your estate up to be as probate free as possible.
Hmm.
Or maybe you don't have the legal documents and your spouse, your child, maybe they don't have a power of attorney. And now you've got to make decisions. By not paying attention to those details, not only causes your car to go off the road, or I should say your finances to go off the road, but it also, this undue stress and worry. Some of you may be going through a health issue. And if you're going through a health issue right now, I can pray for you. But on top of a health issue, let me get to the nitty gritty. Do you have a power of attorney? Do you have a backup power of attorney for healthcare matters and or financial matters? Both. There's two different types. And by not paying attention to, I believe the financial advisor's job, I believe, or I take it personally, if I don't know all about my clients and know what to do if their lights go dim, or maybe they go out, or maybe there's a child that maybe we need to protect. From money going to the child, we need to open up a trust account. How do I protect this money that's been endowed to me to protect them as a fiduciary? How can I make sure the best of my ability and capability to educate a client in these areas? And my clients are my friends. Am I doing the very best to make sure that you are buttoned up in these areas? And if not, it is my job, I believe personally, to call your lawyer. Hey, I've noticed this in the agreement. How come there's not a backup to the power of attorney? How come there's not a backup to the executor? You know, I hear the daughter is Down syndrome. How come you don't have a special needs trust planned inside the estate? And when I see this, it's almost like all the advisors today, most of them, not all of them, just want to say, what can I get? Not what can I, how can I help? How can I get something out of you? Oh, and they push it off. Like Daddy always said, don't push off a problem when you can handle it.
Yep.
Well, let's call the guy. Call this guy. Let him handle it. No, it should be the quarterback, the financial power, the financial guy or gal in your life that would make those calls, because chances are you don't know the questions you're asking, but the financial person involved should know those questions.
609-488-4646. If you have questions, the number for Scott and his team, 609-488-4646. Just a couple moments left, but I wanted you to hit on something, because you were talking and going through the different details that someone must think about. And a lot of the stuff, it's not fun to think about. You don't want to think about having a plan for your health problems in the future. I want to talk about going on a trip. You know, those are the kind of things. But what you can do, Scott, is you can step in. And because sometimes when we're talking about our own money or our own lives, our heart can get in the way of our own head. Meaning, what we care about and when we want something to be true, and sometimes that can mask what we should be doing. And that's where you can step in, Scott, and not that you're heartless. I know you. You care about everybody that you're dealing with, but you can also look at things critically and think about, okay, what makes the most sense? What's the smartest thing here? What's going to have the least amount of bad consequences? And sometimes you have to step in and say, hey, I know this is really important to you, and I know why it is. Let me explain to you here why this is an alternative way to think about things that could actually be better for you in the long run.
The questions I ask people, or my advisors ask people, are questions that you might have thought about but kind of push it away because it's too hard to think about. Like maybe your spouse's lights are going dim. Maybe they have to go to a nursing home. Do you take them home or not? How do I handle it? How do I handle the money? These are really, really questions that it hits your heart and you don't want to face it. And I'd rather bring it out up front versus wait until the last minute and the causing more trouble, more problems later. So you've got to ask these hard, hard questions. For example, let's say you have a son or a daughter, and if they inherit your money, are they going to blow it? Or maybe they've got a wife, or I should say a spouse, a husband or wife, a spouse that, you know, you lost your relationship with your son or daughter because the spouse pulled you away from your child. How do you pass the money on? These are real questions that you don't want to talk about because this is really close to heart. And you kind of get, I've had people come to my office, Alex, and we talk about these areas because, again, it's about your money and buttoning up your estate. But again, we've got to ask deep questions. And how do we pass the money on? And all of a sudden you have an estranged child because of a spouse, possibly. Or maybe they have a special needs son or daughter, as we handle a lot of that. And all of a sudden they have their estate set up wrong. You pass away, your wife or your spouse passes away. The money goes to your son, but your son passed away. Now, how does that money go down? Do you want it to go to the spouse or your children? Well, maybe you need a testamentary trust to make sure it goes to the child, and maybe a different trustee, because you maybe don't want the spouses to handle it. You want someone else because they could get remarried and now your money goes to the new family. These are questions you don't want to think about. No one wants to talk about your kids passing. By the way, it happened in my family. You guys understand, I've been through some challenges that I'm able to take from my life experiences, put it inside of my financial practice, and help who? Help those of you listening right now. Because when you've been through a bump in the road, well, maybe you just know how to avoid that bump for someone else. And they don't have to go through the anxiety, stress, excessive taxes, and the crows and the clowns that eventually shows up at the funeral. That's Chapter 11 of our book, Alex. If you want Chapter 11, I'll email to you. Call Bonnie, 609-488-4646. Ask for Chapter 11. We can email it to you today with totally no cost, no obligation. Just give Bonnie a call, 609-488-4646, and say, Bonnie, I'd like to read Chapter 6 of Scott's book. I'm not a good reader, but I'd like to read that. I can tell you will love it. You'll hear my life experiences and action steps that you can apply today, not tomorrow. Don't be double dumb with all this knowledge. Take action. Don't put it off.
And we won't talk about the irony of a financial advisor having a Chapter 11 in their book, but
that's true.
609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. When we come back, we're going to have some more fun. We are going back in time to 1965. Stay with me.
Whoa.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income.
It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Stones released I Can't Get No Satisfaction in the United States back in 1965. Taking a trip back in the time machine here this week. You know, it also happened, Scott, 1965. I was there recently. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis was completed. Martin Luther King Jr. led a civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery to push for voting rights. Voting Rights Act signed into law later that year. Top grossing movies. Here you go, Scott. Sound of Music.
Dr. Zhivago.
And also Thunderball.
Who remembers Thunderball?
James Bond.
Is that James Bond?
Yeah, and I don't know which one that would have been in 1965.
James Bond. He was my favorite.
Who freaking knows? But that is pretty great. Now, Financial World, 1965. See how you feel about this. Gas, 31 cents a gallon. A little bit different now. Postage stamp, 5 cents. Cost of a home, $21,500. Good luck getting a car at that price nowadays. The cost of a new car, 1965, around $2,600. Loaf of bread, 21 cents. And hamburger, fries, salad, dessert. Well, that meal, $1. Scott, different times, wow. My friend. Different times. What do you think of that?
It was. I love the Happy Meals. That's when those people are on a diet, they go for a Happy Meal. I'll take three of those. But you're right. The dollar meal is I don't think there's any more dollar meals these days.
I can't find it. No, I mean, few and far between. That's for sure. I don't know what it's a gut buster every time you do it, for sure. I don't know health wise if it's smart, if it costs only a dollar. But
well, that's amazing.
But times have changed, huh, Scott? What does that tell us about money? I mean,
you know, I was thinking about this when you brought up 1965 and the music resonates. All of us listening right now, if you're my age or older, Alex is a young kid. So I'm the old goat in this picture. But I think it's funny because when I do our workshops, Alex, thinking about money, I mean, frankly, you think about the dollar hamburgers. Now you got to spend, what, $5, $6 for a hamburger. You got to pay the kids behind the counter almost $15 an hour. Boy, haven't times changed drastically. But I want to bring something up that was kind of unusual in 1965. First of all, if you look at the S&P, the Standard & Poor's, in 1965 was right around 85. Today, it's 3,900. Now, why do I bring that in there? In every market, there's either a bear market or a bull market. People don't equate this, Alex. And when there's a bear market from point A to point B, it comes out of a bear market and goes into a bull market. The funniness or the uniqueness of this is that in 1966 to 1982, if you're listening right now, you might want, if you've been to my workshops, you know this. But in 1966 to 82, the exciting part was the price to earnings ratio was right around 24, 25. Robert Shiller stated, brilliant guy, Nobel Prize, when the market gets around 20, it's warning. Anything over 20 to 30, it's not a yellow light. It's getting to be redder. It's, in other words, time to put your brakes on or slow down your thinking process. Now, we see what's happening right now. We see what the market's doing today. We see the price of goods and services going up. I mean, the hamburgers, as Alex, as you said, is no more a dollar a hamburger, a loaf of bread, 21 cents, or for surely you're not going to go fill up your car with 31 cents a gallon. My bad habit then was water skiing and filling up the boat at 25 to 31 cents a gallon was amazing. But when I equate that to the stock market, Alex, most people aren't aware when Robert Shiller says when the price earning ratio gets above 20 to 25, it's a warning sign. Now, if you're listening right now and you go to the Yahoo Finance, I want to tie these two things in because in 1965, as I mentioned to you, in the month of January, the S&P, the Standard & Poor of 500 companies, was right around 86. Now, if you're listening right now, it took until 86 to 78 just to break even. In other words, no growth. And then the market took off. And frankly, the price to earnings ratio didn't drop until 1982. So when the market took a drop, people get nervous. Now, if you have money and you're not worried about it, Alex, you can ride it out. The question is, how long are you going to ride it out? And the challenge, what I find in looking at these, well, as you played, I can get no satisfaction, as you said earlier. Well, you know what? People want as much money as you have. And as the client I met today, how are we going to protect our money in these climates we're having right now? And I can tell you there's a lot of issues going on. As history shows, there's three to six drops in every bear market until the market comes back. We haven't had the third yet. Could this be it? I don't know. But I can tell you when we look at history, if history has a way of repeating itself, you might want to hunker down and call our studios with your thoughts and questions. The reason why is because you're not sure. Should you get in? Should you get out? Should you ride it out? Could the market continue to dive down, or could it come back? 609-488-4646. I'd love to answer some of your questions if I can. I'd like to really help you out if you need, as we talked about earlier, maybe another opinion. And maybe say, Scott, I like your opinion. Please don't try to sell me. I won't. People know me for 41 years. I'm not going to beg or bug you. But not knowing the facts of the history of the stock market, could we be at a period of time where the market could get even worse and chaos sets in?
And Scott, I thought it was interesting as we're talking about 1965, wrapping up the show today. In the world of retirement planning, some interesting notes. President Lyndon B. Johnson, he signed Medicare into law in 1965. Yep. Also, here's this, life expectancy in the U.S., 73.8 for women, 66.8 for men. That's just not enough. I'm glad that has gone up. Now, anyone born then, 57 years old now, thinking about retirement planning, hopefully, what's your top advice? Anyone born in around 1965, Scott, as we're wrapping up today's program?
I think their advice should be there. If your spouse, husband or wife, significant other needs to understand what to do with the money, since you women live longer than us men usually, how do you handle the money? So security comes off the table. You lost one of the two Social Securities if you're married. Or maybe if you're single out there and you have children, maybe you need to have a come to Jesus, meet with them, bring them into the office and let's have a talk. Facing some unusual times that we faced back in the 60s, like you brought up, Alex, in 66 to 82, a very bearish market. We're almost emulating that right now.
Scott, a final time, people listening today, they have questions. And maybe they want some answers. How could they get a hold of you?
I'd love to speak to anyone. No cost, no obligation, off the air. Give our studios a call. Write down your questions. maybe you're listening this late at night, or maybe you're listening this early in the morning, and maybe here it is Saturday morning and you're listening to us and no one's in the office. Write the questions down. Give our studios a call. There's somebody answering the phones right now. Schedule a time we can talk, because I can tell you this is why we've been on the radio station so long with 91.9 at WBNJ, because we want to educate you to make sound financial decisions. 609-488-4646. That's our website. Again, 609-488-4646. And just put in .com if you want to go to our website. I'd love to talk with you. No cost, no obligation. I think the time we spend together will be so worthwhile. And I can give you a promise. You will not do business with me as we talk on the phone. I'll just answer your questions. You have my word.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.